Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. Today, we are going to talk about problem solving, and specifically problem solving within marriage in the 13th century.
Oh,
I know. Good times. Who doesn't love that, right? I stumbled across something on Pinterest, and I almost didn't research it because I really wanted it to be true and didn't want to find out it wasn't. But it was too good not to bring to you all today. In Europe in the 13th century, in medieval times, it appears that if a husband and wife had a big enough disagreement, they could have a fight to solve the problem. This is a little more aggressive. So here's the nature of that fight. This is recorded by Hunt Jannan, who seems to be a writer about history, but not necessarily a historian. So if you had a disagreement with your spouse, you could ask to do a marital duel. What would be set up was they would dig a hole where the man could stand in the hole up to his waist, and he would have his arm tied behind his back, but he would be armed 3 wooden clubs.
Oh.
He's strong and big. So they're taking away some of his advantages and evening things out for him. The wife gets to stand outside the hole. All her arms are free and she can run around. And she is armed with 3 rocks. They're between 1 and 5 pounds. And they're in, it would be like putting them in a sock. So you're creating like a long sap or something like that.
A 5-pound rock would so much damage.
Yeah. It feels a little biased on the wife's part to
mm-hmm.
me. Because when this fight begins, if he touches the edge of the hole, he loses a club. So he can't even go out to the edge of the hole. He has to stay in the center. And she's got those rocks in socks, whatever they're, the rocks in fabric that she can sling at him. So she can disarm him. She's good.
Wow. So what kind of things would land you? I mean, I'm imagining would spousal abuse, you know, cause? I mean, what kind of an argument?
I wondered that too. And the penalty, whoever loses this is put to death. So something you have to be done with your spouse. You have to be willing to die for whatever this was. Oh. So I can't imagine petitioning for that.
Wow. Okay. So the fact that whoever loses dies, this almost sounds like this is like the parental threat that you hope your kid doesn't call your bluff on because...
Yeah.
You don't want to actually have to follow through with, boy, if you don't do what I told you to do, I'm going to take everything out of your room. And the kid's like, try me.
Exactly. Yes. Things have gone really far. But I suppose in a culture, because this occurred within the Roman Empire and isn't documented elsewhere in Europe, the Roman Empire, I don't know how they felt about that. Was under the Catholic Church. So you probably are not divorcing. So this is your only way out.
Wow. You're thinking he's been playing around. Because I mean, really, you know, that's the person with the power and
yeah.
You can't take it anymore. And so... Does it have a fancy name or is it just a marital duel?
Judicial duels would be the other way you see that written.
Okay.
Now, there were etiquette books. And in some of the drawings, they would see the man sitting in a tub with 2 swords. But apparently it happened frequently enough that there was etiquette and rule book.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's not something you're not going to throw down over like socks left in the living room on that.
No.
You know? Wow.
Yeah. So that's marital duels. Be nice to your partner. Make life work.
Yeah. In this time of people being home. I don't want to see any holes dug in your backyard with some sticks and rocks. Okay. People, we have counseling now. There are ways to deal with problems.
Exactly. Yes. Hey, I haven't seen your partner in a while and I see you've got a hole in your backyard.
He lost.
Yeah. Yep.
I really like going to an island and talking it out with some whiskey. I think that's a better solution.
Yes. I think the Scots have it much more humanely.
Okay. So 3 points for the Isle of Discussion and no points for marital duels.
Agreed.
If you aren't digging a hole in your backyard for your spouse, ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk. You can also find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk, and we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.